Jack Aranda FM. Jack and News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Polokwane 31, Pretoria 33.
Bedford View entering northbound, a crash at Von Buren Road, Woodmead, Bowling Avenue, a crash near 8th Avenue and Midrand. An N1 northbound crash after Allendale Road.
The Western Cape High Court has interdicted MK Party leader in Parliament, John Klope, from taking part in the upcoming Judicial Service Commission interviews. The court handed down the judgment this morning following application by the Democratic Alliance calling for his recusal from the JSC. Anastasi Mokhobo has more.
The DA approached court, arguing that it was irrational for Klope to serve on a body that interviews judges for vacancies and disciplines members of the judiciary. Parliament impeached the former Western Cape Judge President in February after the JSC found him guilty of gross misconduct. The charge stemmed from his attempt in 2008 to influence two constitutional court judges to rule in favor of former President Jacob Zuma in his arms deal corruption case. DA welcomed the ruling, saying it is a major step in safeguarding the independence and credibility of the country's judicial system. Anastasi Mokhobu for Jacaranda FM News.
The High Court in Pretoria has denied the South African Revenue Service the right to appeal an interdict which keeps them from installing CCTV cameras on the premises of all licensed cigarette manufacturers. Tobacco Justice SA founder Yusuf Abram says that a victory by the Fair Trade Independent Tobacco Association makes a mockery of the justice system and is another boost for criminals.
The illicit trade is costing the country a staggering 27 billion rand in lost tax revenue annually. FITA's interdict shields cigarette manufacturers from transparency and scrutiny, despite many of its members being prime suspects in the very trade that SARS is attempting to curb.
Deputy Minister of Defence Bantu Holomisa describes the repatriated liberation fighters as the heartbeat of South Africa's democracy. Holomisa spoke during the official homecoming ceremony at Freedom Park in Tshwane earlier today. The ceremony marks the return of the remains of 49 anti-apartheid activists who died in exile in Zimbabwe and Zambia.
Finally, today we welcome you home, Makawe, not only as fallen soldiers, but as fathers, mothers, brothers and sisters whose families are here to receive you. May this moment of your return be in line with your ancestral customs. May it bring peace to your spirits.
And fighting rages on in Lebanon as Israel and Hezbollah trade fire across the border. This comes after top Israeli government officials rejected a temporary ceasefire deal. South African Jacobus van Zyl, who is on the border with Syria, spoke to Jacaranda FM News.
When I get woken in the night, you know, I get out of this dream state, and then all of a sudden I just feel everything shaking and I hear the sounds. And then, you know, I don't know how close it is, who is in danger, am I in danger? So it's a very unsettling feeling when I just get woken by a sound and I don't know what's going on. And then there's a couple of seconds of real fear, yes.
I'm Miel Pinaar, hoofdienst hier. Die Weskaapse Hooggeregshof reik 'n tydelike interdik uit om Klope te keer om op die regterlike dienskommissie te dien.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a hit.